This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, in the presence of many world leaders, Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work, and co-evolve. He said AI will make the work smarter, more efficient, and more impactful.
AI ke liye insaan sirf data point na ban jaye, insaan sirf रॉ मटेरियल तक सीमित न रह जाए, इसलिए एआई को डेमोक्रेटाइज करना होगा, इसे इंक्लूजन और एम्पावरमेंट का माध्यम बनाना होगा और विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ.
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said India built something that no other country in the world has built.
And India built something that no other country in the world has built. A digital identity for 1.4 billion people. A payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month. A health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs. Here are the results. They call it the India Stack, open, interoperable, sovereign. That difference is what this summit is about. We are clearly at the beginning of a huge acceleration.
Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good. Later, the Prime Minister addressed the leaders' plenary at the summit. He said AI technology should be accessible for all and it should be the goal of every nation. In his address this afternoon, Mr. Modi said AI needs clear human values and guidance. He said aspirational India has a big role in the global journey of artificial intelligence. Mr. Modi said looking at history, humans have transformed every disruption into a new opportunity. Big technology company CEOs also attended the opening ceremony of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In his address, Chairman of Tata Sons, N. Chandrasekaran, described AI as the next foundational infrastructure. CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodei, reflected on the pace of AI advancement since the first global AI safety summit at Bletchley Park in 2023. In his address, CEO of Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, described AI as the biggest platform shift of a lifetime and underlined its potential to accelerate scientific discovery. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has conducted a successful qualification-level load test of Drogue parachute for Gaganyaan program in Chandigarh. The Ministry of Defence said the dynamic test simulating qualification-level loads, which are higher than the maximum flight loads, shows the additional design safety margin of the parachute. The test was conducted yesterday with the Indian Space Research Organisation, Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment, DRDO, alongside various TBRL dedicated teams. In the USA, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg appeared in a Los Angeles court to testify in a trial examining the impact of social media on children. A California woman alleged that using Meta platforms, including Instagram and Google-owned YouTube, contributed to her depression and igniting suicidal thoughts. She began using YouTube at age 6 and Instagram at 11 before later joining TikTok and Snapchat. The lawsuit claims companies knowingly designed addictive features that harmed young users. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka has set a target of 179 runs for Zimbabwe in a Group B match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Electing to bat first, Sri Lanka posted 178, losing 7 wickets in 20 overs. Zimbabwe were 146 for 2 in 17 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.